The Buffalo Sabres head into this NHL season with Levi, Luukkonen, and Comrie. So just how confident am I? Find out coming up. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sports Talk Buffalo. Before we go any further, I want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. I talk Bills, Sabres, and the University of Buffalo men's basketball and football teams right here on this page. Also, remember to check out some cool merch. The links are in the description below. The Buffalo Sabres seem poised to head into this NHL season with three goalies in Devon Levi, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and Erik Komrie. So in a year, the Sabres are pegged to potentially take the next step and finally make it to the NHL playoffs, ending the longest playoff drought in NHL history. Just how confident should we be heading into this season with these three goalies? My answer is, I am not completely sold on any of these three goalies, at least not this season. So before you fly off the handle and tell me about how Devon Levi is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, believe me, I agree with you in that sense. However, I am very, very worried about how many games combined that these goalies have played for and their overall lack of experience going into this NHL season. The combined experience for all three goalies is just 100 NHL games, with 95 of those games being starts. I'm going to start out with the oldest and most experienced goalie of the three, and that is Erik Komrie. While Komrie finished last season on a very, very high note, instilling some confidence and showing what he can really do if given an opportunity, potentially, stopping 67 of his final 70 shots of the final two games, Komrie largely struggled last season, finishing with just a .886 save percentage and a 3.67 goals against average. And Komrie realistically struggled a lot as he had an under 900 save percentage in a majority of the games that he played. He posted a record of like 9 wins, 9 losses, and an overtime loss. And overall just didn't look like the guy that we thought we were getting when we signed him in free agency. Komrie is currently under contract for one more season, so the plus side is he is going to be playing for his NHL life this season. Provided he plays with the Buffalo Sabres and they don't send him down, he will be giving absolutely everything he's got. He will be laser focused because it is likely that he may not get another opportunity in the NHL if he does not have a solid season. So that could be something that the Sabres kind of fall back upon, that even though he will likely not re-sign with the Buffalo Sabres after this season, he is poised to potentially have a contract year heading into the final year of the contract, of his 2-year contract with the Buffalo Sabres. Now the next goalie obviously we're going to talk about is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Largely inexperienced, with just 45 games started in his entire career. He flashed potential. He's a very young goalie, so I say his entire career is a very short career so far. He flashed potential and finished with a solid record last season of 17 wins, 11 losses, and 4 overtime losses in his 32 starts. However, Luukkonen was incredibly inconsistent last season, posting a below 900 save percentage in 16 of his 33 games played, and not something that provides a lot of confidence heading into a very, very important season. Komrie had a very good record with this Buffalo Sabres team last year, largely because the Sabres were just able to outscore their opposition, as multiple players had career, just about every player on that team had what seemed like a career year in the NHL. Multiple guys had breakout years. Tage Thompson, even Alex Tuck had a what you would call a breakout year, really going to the top of his potential in last season. Even Jeff Skinner, a very seasoned veteran, had an off-the-charts good season for him, blowing away his previous high of 63 points, which he, I believe, got something like three or four times in his career. I just don't think that we can count on that kind of production again heading into next season, which means goalies like Ukko Pekka Luukkonen are going to have to come up with big saves time and again to give this Buffalo Sabres team a chance at getting themselves over the hump and finally back into the playoffs. Now, lastly, and most importantly for everyone, is that it appears, at least potentially, that Buffalo will rely on their young, hopefully stud goaltender in Devon Levi. Now, Levi, who was acquired two seasons ago in the Sam Reinhart trade, is just 21 years of age and heading into 21 years of age heading into the season and has only 7 games of NHL experience. That should be enough to pretty much scare anybody in what is shaping up to be a very important season for this Buffalo Sabres franchise. However, something that you can hang your hat on is that while he does not have a ton of experience heading into this NHL season, he was relied upon heavily in a very high-pressure situation coming into the end of the year where the Buffalo Sabres were in a dogfight for the last playoff spot, and he performed spectacularly in 5 of his 7 games, posting a very solid .907 save percentage, very solid for a very young rookie goaltender in a high-pressure situation, a .907 save percentage, and a very good, very, very good record, a 5-2 in those 7 games. What worries most people, however, is that in the last decade or so, there haven't been a lot of very young goaltenders that have been relied upon to play a bulk of the games who have also been successful at the NHL level, the only outlier being Philadelphia Flyers, Carter Hart. So things don't necessarily look great, and the Sabres are hoping that Devon Levi can capture something, capture what Carter Hart was able to do coming in as a young goaltender in the NHL. Something that we can kind of also hang our hat on is a lot of people don't know, coming from college game where they don't play anywhere near the amount of games that they do in the NHL, is that Devon Levi only played 34 games in his college, in his last year of college. However, if you add in the 7 games that he played with the Buffalo Sabres, you're talking about a total of 41 games between college and the NHL in which he started, and he looked very good for the Buffalo Sabres. He looked very fresh, and he looked like he could potentially carry the load for roughly 35 to 45 games this upcoming season. The only hope is that he can stay consistent from the very first game until the very last game that he starts, something that most NHL rookies very much struggle with, making that leap into the NHL. Overall, all 3 goalies have shown the ability to be very, very good at times, but leave a lot to be desired in terms of experience and consistency heading into the season, which gives me a fair amount of concern heading into this NHL season. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section below. I love hearing from all of you. Also, remember to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. And as always, have a fantastic week.